Hello, this is Ted Nguyen doing audio podcast to all my Twitter followers and those following me on Facebook as well as Google+. And I have now changed a little bit of scenery from being in Puerto Vallarta at the beautiful mansion, luxury villa known as Casa Caleta. And we took a 1 hour drive here on a beautiful resort now. And I am overlooking this gorgeous view of the Bay of, it's called the Bay of?
Banderas Bay. It's part of Riviera Nayarit.
All right. So it's a gorgeous day. And I have to tell you, as soon as we stepped off onto this resort at the Four Seasons, Punta Mita, we were greeted by Cynthia, who does their marketing and public relations. And she greeted us with these beautiful, delicious mango margaritas. And they had a flag. It was a Twitter flag. It was the cutest thing. And it was almost just waving to me, saying, relax, relax, Ted, because I know how busy you are. So tell us your name and what is your role here at the Four Seasons Punta Mita?
Hello, everyone. This is Cynthia Fernandez. I'm here as a PR manager, marketing, social media, a little bit of everything. But it's really fun. We handle all social media from the resort. And also will any press clippings, some publications. We want to create the buzz about Punta Mita, Four Seasons, the Riviera Nayarit, the whole destination, because it's paradise here.
It is paradise here. It's Mexican Riviera, as it's known. And I can't think of a better way of creating buzz than providing alcoholic beverages. Talk about mango margarita, one of my favorites, to folks. And then you have these flags that says Twitter. It says, welcome to the @FSPuntaMita. Nice to tweet you, @TedNguyen. How did you come up with this great idea?
Well, basically, we want to personalize everything for our guests, depending on what they tweet, what they're into. But basically, since you are into social media, we said, well, let's tweet him that it's nice. It's been nice to tweet you. So, and we want to provide you with our Twitter handle, which is the same on Instagram. And then, we'll create everyone, making everyone aware of who we are, where we are at, and just we want people to be here and enjoy, just like you.
And, you know, what kind of reaction have you had from other people that are guests that have been here and you actually delight them with a beverage or with a little snack or something a little sweet, a little bit something?
Well, it's always surprising for them, but at the same time, they feel special. And that's what we want to create. Like, from the very first moment they stepped foot into this amazing resort, we want them to feel special because you are all special to us. Whether you tweet or whether you don't, it's just you are special to us, and we want to show you. And, well, most of them, if they're into social media, they do tweet about it. They take pictures, but they do rave about it.
Yeah, and that's great as well because you're really taking what you do so well online and take it offline. Or what you do so well offline, you also take it online as well. So it's really part of your brand and expanding your brand because you are very well known for customer service, for really personalizing that customer satisfaction and creating the hospitable, welcoming environment where guests can just relax unobtrusively as well as in a very high-end environment, but a very understated elegance as well. Did I sum it up all right?
Perfect. I wouldn't say anything else because you just summed it up perfectly.
All right. And just stepping into this, I don't know what it's called, but it's just a straw area, and it's an open area, and it's very traditional and Mexican. Can you describe kind of the architecture of this beautiful setting?
Absolutely. Mexican palapas are very traditional in the country, basically because it's really fresh to be under them. And it doesn't leak water or anything. So it's a big palapa. This is the lobby. You're right now at Coravar, which is this amazing view. And it's the first welcome to everyone. So we do the check-in here. So you're starting to relax already. And the architecture, it's always kept as Mexican, like sort of the hacienda feeling. That's why we call our rooms casita rooms. Mm-hmm. And then, well, we have the private villas that you're staying at, which are very nice, like a home, like a complete home.
It's amazing because we have a four-bedroom, and I've got like a private pool, and everybody has their own bathroom. It's like this gorgeous. And it's also built with high-end amenities. Like we've got Viking, you know, kitchen equipment that I don't even know what to do with because there's so much, you know, so much octane to it. But, you know, describe some of the things that people can do here, you know, all the mini activities if they want to or if they just want to do nothing.
Both. Sounds good. If you want to do nothing, you can just relax our adult pool, which is very relaxing. It's called Tamay. We have private cabanas there to rent for the day. Or if you want to do some activities in the water, it's perfect as well, because we have kayaking, snorkeling, we have the surf lessons, stand-up paddle, which is very popular now. We have an amazing activity staff that have activities all day long. Mm-hmm. You have amenities in the pools and the beaches. We have the restaurants, the golf, the spa. So you can do pretty much everything you want here.
Yeah, there's also horseback riding and scuba gearing. And then I really am interested in going to visit these islands that I've seen pictures on Instagram. And that actually is the first time I've seen them. And it's actually an island where you actually have to swim through. So kind of describe the islands and what is it known for?
Absolutely. Actually, it's called Marietas Island. It's a gem from the Riviera Nayarit because they're very unique. The beach that it's, well, it's now called the Hidden Beach because no one knew about it, is right next to one of the islands. And the one that you have to swim through it, it's called the Love Beach because it's very private, really small. There are caves that you can explore. It's really fun because you have to snorkel and just see the wildlife, the fishes, and, well, the water is perfect. Mm-hmm.
So tell me more about your background and how did you get into public relations, marketing, social media? And it seems like nowadays, you know, us communications people, we do it all. So what is it like for you and how did you get here?
Well, I basically love social media. I've been doing it like personal basis. I do social media. And also, well, when I got into the company 6 years ago now, I started in F&B and then I grew within the company. I've been through 4 different departments now. And, well, I got closer and closer to the PR manager back then. I was started to help her around and then assisting her. She left, and now I'm in charge of PR. And it's been a great journey. I've learned a lot. I've met incredible people just like you and you. Uh-huh. So it's been fantastic. I like it.
And so how are you folks using social media? I know that you're delighting your guests. And what is your favorite platform to be using right now?
Well, they're also different, and you can get so much from each of them. But basically, we've grown incredibly on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We have almost, we've reached the 30,000 likes already on Facebook. And then we do a lot of tweets, like daily tweets. We're in touch with everyone. Instagram as well. We recently joined Pinterest. Mm-hmm. We're adding boards and boards. We do have Google Plus. Mm-hmm. And you can find us at all of them at fs.puntamita. Mm-hmm. And on Facebook, you can find us at Four Seasons Resort Punta Mita. Mm-hmm.
So that's great. So any advice that people, to people that are thinking about going to Mexico, for a holiday or resort or just to have some downtime?
Yes, please come. Don't be afraid. Everything's great here in Mexico. And, there are so many options for you, but if you like the beach, if you like tropical weather, you're in the right place. Mm-hmm. Riviera Nayarit, Punta Mita, it's one of the most luxury places in Mexico that not many people know of. So it'd be great if you come to discover this place.
Right. And it's becoming the hot spot or the place to be in North America as well. So I'm glad that I've discovered it. And so I'm so happy and pleased to be sharing it with all the followers out there that are listening. So thank you very much. And continue to join me as I share, because I care. Not to make you jealous, but to also to kind of share with all the wonderful possibilities there are, no matter where you are, to be hospitable and to be charitable and to give of yourself as well, and just to smile, because that says a lot as well. So thank you so much, and thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you for listening to Ted. He's amazing, by the way.
I'm not that amazing, but thank you so much, and looking forward to experiencing all there is to experiencing at Punta Mita, we're just north of Puerto Vallarta.
It's north.